Arlington National Cemetery just got bigger by 27 acres. In doing so, it pushes back capacity limitations by many years. Joining me for a recap of activities marking the occasion, Karen Durham Aguilera, Executive Director of Army National Military Cemeteries. Ms. Aguilera, good to have you on.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you for inviting me.
Let's begin with a little background here. How did the cemetery come to acquire these additional 27 acres? This happened, I think, just earlier this year, correct?
It did, but originally the newest expansion of the cemetery was authorized during the Clinton administration, so right around the mid-90s. So it took us over 20 years to get through, you know, all of the authorizations, having enough money, getting through all the environmental requirements. We have a considerable stream restoration and all kinds of beautiful features. And then to be able to build this newest section, we actually had land transferred to us from the National Park Service. We used some existing cemetery land and then from our neighbors at Fort Myer.
And this land is contiguous to the existing cemetery?
It is. It's within the cemetery. And so the good thing is it's a fantastic expansion, but for people that are used to coming to Arlington National Cemetery, it's just another section within the current cemetery boundaries.
And what is required to get it prepped to the standards that we've all come to see at Arlington National Cemetery? It's a pretty well-trimmed and well-maintained area.
Well, the good news is that we have professional horticulturists, you know, landscapers, experts, our cultural resources people. I mean, the reason that the cemetery looks so beautiful is because we have these experts supported by contractors that work every single day to keep the grounds just looking as good as we possibly can. We were so proud that earlier this year we achieved a level 3 arboretum status. There's only about 22 of those in the world. So to achieve that recognition because of our trees and all of our different species and the grounds themselves was quite an accomplishment. But it takes a dedicated team working every single day. And so when we designed this latest addition, we designed it using the same standards to match the cemetery so that you wouldn't see a difference. And it's quite incredible just because of all the features up there, that there's a lot of terraces using natural stone, you know, all types of different trees and landscaping features. There's bridges because of the terrain and the height differences that we were dealing with. And what's really interesting is that this newest section really connects us with our origins, which was the Civil War. And so some of the oldest sections of the cemetery, the original cemetery, are right above this latest addition. It's really, really meaningful to connect the past with the current and then, of course, with our future, because this gives us additional capacity for several more years.
And have you been able to bring the newly acquired land up to those standards of
arboretum
care?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It looks fantastic right now. I was just out there yesterday because, you know, I like to go by, make sure that everything looks the way it should be, and we're working with our families the way we should. And it looks fantastic. So we use the same standards for our turf, the same standards for what type of trees we put in, just everything you can think of. So it also matches. You know, the new columbariums and the new niche walls match what we already had built in the cemetery so that it would be in keeping, you know, with the standards that people expect when they come to Arlington National Cemetery.
And how many years back does this new addition push the capacity of the cemetery?
It gives us to about 7 more years without any type of changes in the eligibility criteria. This would take us to about 2041. Now, we are designing another expansion. This is the one we call Southern Expansion. It will wrap around the Air Force Memorial. As part of that project, there's a defense access road. That's the name of an Army program that improves roads across the country to improve access into military installations. And so by that, I mean straightening out Columbia Pike, and then we would fill in within that new space it would create. And this is a combination of land we already own from the old Navy annex for people that live in this area, and then plus the additional space we would gain by straightening out Columbia Pike.
We're speaking with Karen Durham Aguilera, Executive Director of Army National Military Cemeteries. So you have opened this new 27-acre area. Tell us about some of the ceremonies, and there were some significant burials that have already taken place there.
Yeah, so we started out using the new columbarium quartz. And then one of the things that we built into this latest expansion, it's technology that the Veterans Affairs has been using for their national cemeteries for some time, and they're called preset crypts. So when we did our dedication ceremony, which was just last month, September 6, 2018, aside from the dedication of the newest addition, we also were honored to be able to lay to rest two unknown Union soldiers that had been discovered on the battlefield at Manassas, and they fell on the battlefield of Bull Run 2. And so we were honored to finally lay them to rest. The same way that we would lay, you know, any of our military members that are killed in action. And the other reason it was very memorable because it truly connected with the history of the cemetery of being originated during the Civil War. So it was very inspiring. It was very meaningful. But everyone that attended was just so struck by it. And as far as the honors, it was our military honors with our full escorts. But what was unusual is we had two horse-drawn caissons. You know, usually you can come out here every day and you'll see several of these military honors and escort services a day, but you'll see one horse-drawn caisson. But because we were laying to rest two soldiers, we had two caissons, which is very rare in the cemetery. So everyone was very struck by the honor and the dignity of the service.
And so these two remains were found at, you said, in Manassas.
Yes, the Manassas battlefield. They were inadvertently discovered, from what I understand, about 4 years ago when there was a waterline repair project ongoing. And then, as you know, when you're working in these very old areas, then you can still find remains at different places to this day. And so that's what occurred. And then in June of this year, the remains were transferred to the custody of the Army. And so we have a process with our Armed Forces Medical Examiner that determined these were casualties on the battlefield, and that's what allowed us to lay them to rest at Arlington National Cemetery.
Now, the Army has worked hard for the past several years to establish a geographic positioning system such that visitors can find any marker, any human being buried within the cemetery.
Yes.
Is that all part of the new part, too? Is that all mapped out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are 400,000 plus people laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery, and it's about 288,000 graves. So we have a GPS and digital mapping of every single grave. Also, we have that for all of our cultural resources, the Tanner Amphitheater, the Memorial Amphitheater, you know, all the different monuments and features you have there. So people can go on our website, but a lot of people use our app. We have a mobile app. It's in the top 10 in the mobile app world. It's called ANC Explorer, and we use it all the time ourselves. So you can download it on your smartphone. You can find any grave. You can get history, a little bit of history of the person laid to rest there. You can get walking directions and just any type of thing that you can think of for the things that are inside Arlington National Cemetery. And then the other thing we have that's more of a modern touch is we have what we call a virtual visitation. You know, people live all over the country that have family members laid to rest here, which means they can't always be here in person, and so they're able to do a virtual visitation to look up their loved one and see their marker and then be able to visit that way. So this technology of digital mapping, we are also expanding this year to the other Army cemeteries that are Army installations across the country. And then we're also working with Veteran Affairs and the American Battlefield Monuments Commission to help them do pilot projects to be able to incorporate digital mapping for all of their sites as well.
Karen Durham Aguilera is Executive Director of the Army National Military Cemeteries. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.